Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Married to Reality. I'm your co-host, John, here with my wife and co-host. I don't know about sex candles, but she gets very turned on when I light my menorah. It's the one and only Teresa.
Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing? And sure.
Baruch atah Adonai. Eloheinu. Yeah, put your shirt back on, Teresa. Those are my sex candles. 8 crazy nights.
I don't even know what to say, to be honest.
Don't say anything. Let it sink in.
I'm going to let it sink in, as you say.
Take it all in. Guys, it's the tell-all.
It's my favorite part of the whole season.
Not the Hanukkah season.
Not the Hanukkah season. That's a whole different season.
Is it? You love a tell-all?
I do love a tell-all. I love a good, juicy tell-all.
How would you rate this, then, in terms of a good tell-all?
So far so good.
Okay.
Not as much drama as I wish. I mean, good thing we have our girl Jasmine, right?
I don't know.
She kept it interesting, but...
I'm worried for her. I'm worried for Gino, but I'm worried for her.
I was more shocked by some of these peeps. Like, for example, Devin losing all the weight, and I just hope it came from a good place because, as we know... Nick kept calling her a piggy, making comments. So I hope their relationship is healthy. I mean, she looks great, but she looked great before too. So I'm kind of like curious about that.
Can you get a revenge body if you're still with the person? Because that's revenge body. But usually that comes after you've broken up and you're like, see what you're missing out on.
I don't know what it is. And listen, getting healthy, it's a good thing. I just hope it came from a good place, not from the place that my husband's calling me a piggy.
Right.
I need to look better for him. I hope she did it for herself, but we'll learn next time.
Right.
Right.
Ashley lost a ton of weight too. I think she said 100.
Yeah. And Ashley looks great, but she seemed to wanting to do it for herself because Manuel was like, I like her. Like, I don't care.
I think, you know, you stop eating a garbage plate a week and you're going to drop 100 pounds.
For sure. But Manuel never made as much as we love to hate Manuel, he never made a comment about Ashley's appearance ever.
No.
So whatever she did for herself and I'm here for it.
My theory, forget about the garbage plates. You get in a couple fights a week. You're banging extra hard. That's the cardio you need. That's all it takes.
That's considered a gym. So.
Oh, I think that's Manuel. I don't know who Jim is, but but yeah, everyone's looking good.
Yeah.
We'll get into it in a second. Before we do, real quick, a little business. If you guys want to hear our thoughts on the single life, because we've got some thoughts on the single life. You can tune in to Patreon and Supercast, patreon.com/marriedtoreality, marriedtoreality.supercast.com. Yes, we're talking the single life. Yes, it's ad-free. Yes, we do love as blind bonuses, but disclaimer, no promises. Yes, there's a chat room on Patreon. It's a good time. And if you're on the Family Affair level on Patreon or Supercast, you get a monthly bonus.
Exactly, guys.
What more could you ask for? So check it out, Patreon and Supercast. Also, we're on Instagram at Married to Reality Pod. We post scheduling updates. Yes, we were a little late on the MAFS recap this week because Teresa had a little dental work done.
Yeah.
But if you follow along on Instagram, you would have known about that delay. So follow us on Instagram at Married to Reality Pod. Also, that's where you can call in. That's our direct line. You can message us there. So just make sure you're on the Instagram following us at Married to Reality Pod. Also, make sure you're following the podcast wherever you're listening. So no matter what we drop, when we drop it, it'll come straight to your device. So easy to follow. Just look down, smash that follow button.
Guys, smash like it as hard as this season.
What?
Because we're in the tell all. And I loved this 90-day season minus Justin and Nikki because why were they on it? I don't know. But a great season. Great season. So smash like it's as hot as that. And the tell all so far so great.
Yes, yeah, smash like it's as hot as that. And last but not least, if you haven't left a review, please do. You guys know we love. If you leave a 5-star review and you write something, we'll read it on this podcast right here. All right. That is the business. What do you say we do a little 90-day, by the way? A little 90-day, by the way, before we get into the main episode.
Let's hear it because I gave you a few tips.
All right. Here we go. 90-day, by the way, number one.
You know what? Actually, I should steal this from you because you were saying you're going to steal my outfits the segment from me.
Oh, thanks for the reminder.
So let's hear it. And then if you try to steal, then I will steal it next time.
Okay. All right. Well, here we go. Number one. You may remember Evelyn of David and Evelyn.
Oh, that's a long time ago.
Okay. She was a singer-songwriter.
She was like 15 when she was on the show.
Yep, she was on American Idol a few years ago. Turns out she's also a writer, not just a singer, songwriter.
And just for you guys who don't follow along, they're not together anymore.
No,
they divorced a while ago.
Well, she's a writer. She just released a book, Where the River Meets the Ocean.
Okay.
It's a fiction book. Set in New England in 1854. It's a romance novel.
1854. Interesting. Okay.
Columbus sailed the ocean blue. It's a romance novel. Estella is torn between two men. One her family approves of. One her family does not.
It's a classic love story.
Classic love story set in New England. What more could you ask for? You can order the book on Amazon, either Kindle or paperback.
Mm-hmm.
It has great reviews so far.
Really?
10 reviews in so far. She just dropped this book.
All the family members are on it.
All the family and friends. 4.9 stars. So I don't know. I don't know. Uncle Marco or whoever's leaving that 2-star review, but I'm sure you'll hear about it at Christmas. 4.9 stars. You can check it out on Amazon. $13.95.
Not bad.
Not a bad price. And so if you're into fiction, historical fiction, romantical fiction, you can check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you can check her out. She's still performing. She's still singing. She's doing a little spring tour up in New Hampshire and Vermont. She's got 5 dates in April.
Wasn't she like singing with her dad or her family?
Yeah.
I think they were like very religious.
It is. It's Christian rock.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah. You won't catch us on tour, but if you're into it, check it out. She's got some dates in New Hampshire and Vermont and more to come. So
good for her. I had high hopes for them, even though he was like 10 years older.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is what it is. But that was a good by the way. Let's hear the second one.
All right. By the way, number two, this one comes to us from our friend Jane. So
hello,
thank you,
Jane.
Thank you, Jane. It's a sad one. Gabe and Isabel are getting divorced.
Yeah, I didn't see this one coming.
No, I think we're all pretty surprised. And this is not the rumor mill at work. This is cold, hard facts. Gabe actually took to YouTube and he posted like a 4-minute video on his channel detailing what's going on. And it's sadder and darker than you'd think. It's not just like, oh, they're getting divorced. I guess they grew apart or they fell out of love. It seems like maybe some scamming was going on.
Yeah. Can you tell us more?
So the video starts out, Gabe's like, I'm exhausted. I've been working 18 hours a day. I have my day job. I drive Uber at night. And he confirms, he says, Isabel and I are getting divorced. And then he just comes out and says, I'm tired of making excuses for her. I feel betrayed. Everything has been taken from me. My business is gone. I'm losing my apartment. He's like, there's times she would disappear for weeks. I wouldn't know where she was, but I would cover for her. And I would just say, oh, yeah, she's not here right now. So he's not going too deep into what really went down. But he's like, I would defend her. I would lie for her. But I'm done doing that. It all felt like an act. Everything she was putting out there felt like an act. It didn't feel real. And so I don't know if the scam was for her to get on TV, if the scam was for her to get a green card somehow, if the scam was for her to take control of his business and get money. I don't know.
Well, they lived in Colombia.
I know.
So I don't think it was about the green card necessarily.
Could have been a long game.
Well, if you live in Colombia, I don't think he applied for her green card. There's no reason. You need to, I think, well, I guess he could have applied from Colombia, but
totally get a spousal come this way.
Yeah, but I don't think that was their plan because he moved the business, everything to Colombia.
Yeah,
it's sad. I also had high hopes for them.
I know. So if you guys want to see the full video, there's not much more to it than what I said, but you can check it out. Search Gabe Paboga on YouTube and you'll see the full 4-minute video. Wishing him the best because seems like a good guy, works hard, deserves love. No one deserves to be scammed if that's what happened. So
very true.
Wishing him the best.
Same here.
And thank you, Jane, for that, by the way.
Yeah, guys, keep sending the tea because often so we don't know about it, or I just saw it somewhere and then you guys send me an actual article that I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
You guys are such detectives. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. All right. That's the by the way. What do you say we do it? Sunday night, 90 Day Fiancé, season 10, tell all part one.
Woohoo! And let's start with the one and only, the segment everyone's been waiting for this whole season. It is Outfit the Segment.
Wow. What a build up.
Right?
Yeah, I'm excited.
All right, let's start with, and I'm just going to go randomly. I'm going to start with Clayton and Annalie.
Okay.
I feel like Clayton always wears a maroon color.
I feel like he stole that shirt right off Dwight Schrute's back.
Yeah, like maroon shirts, like khakis and sneakers. It's like, meh. I mean, classic Clayton.
Okay.
Annalie's wearing a pink dress and like pink eyeshadows. Didn't love it.
It was okay. Like,
didn't look too good on her.
Compared to the rest of the cast, pretty average.
Yeah, nothing extra special.
Okay.
Speaking of extra special and pink.
Speaking of extra.
Justin and Nikki, or Igor as she calls him now.
She's pissed.
I think Nikki kind of got her invitations mixed up because she showed up for the Barbie premiere.
Make the Vogue.
Wearing all pink, this puffy, nice dress showing her legs. I mean, she looks fabulous.
Looking snatched.
So snatched. Justin is wearing this blue polo shirt, like no effort whatsoever.
He looks like he got some Kohl's cash in the mail. And picked up that blue polo.
It looks like he rolled out of bed and he's like, oh, I got to go to the store. What am I going to put on?
Yeah.
And then we go to Rob and Sophie.
Huh.
I mean, is Rob going to prom? Because he's wearing a bow tie, ponytail, turquoise.
I'll give you one more chance to redeem yourself.
Turkeys?
Oh boy, this is bringing me back.
Turquoise?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nailed
okay, fourth time the charm. Turquoise buttoned down and his suit matches Gino's hat, which did they go shopping together?
Rob, and there's always one. There's always one guy who dresses like a magician to the tell all. And Rob has
That's better than the prom.
Rob has taken that title. He looks like a magician.
Yeah, because, okay, Sophie has dark hair, which is new.
Looks great.
It does. She said, you know, that's my natural hair color, so I'm doing that, which is great. And she's wearing this, like, dark blue belly top and pants that go hand in hand, looking nice and modern, right? But I feel like they didn't coordinate at all.
Oh, I thought they were somewhat coordinated. You know what she wasn't wearing?
What?
A ring.
Really?
No wedding ring.
Ooh. Well, I've heard some rumors that they're not together.
Interesting.
However, why should... I don't know. Well, I don't know. Was he wearing a ring?
He was wearing two rings.
Oh.
Because at first I was like, oh, look, he's wearing his wedding ring on the left hand. And then he raised his other hand and I was like, oh, I think he's wearing one on his Right. Or I had that backwards.
Interesting. I didn't see that she was not wearing a ring.
Yeah,
but she looked nice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the outfit was nothing special. It was like a classic Sophie outfit, right?
Yeah, she looked good.
Yeah. Then we get Gino and Jasmine. Well, okay. If Rob wasn't going to the prom, Jasmine was going.
It was too much of a pageant dress for me.
Yeah, just this like purple-ish sequin dress. Oh, that's not prom. I have prom next to someone else. Dancing with the Stars. That's what she was dressed for. Just to do some vals.
Okay.
You know. And
some
Gino,
what?
Vals. That's a dance.
Not one I've heard of.
What do you call it?
I have no idea. I don't know what you're saying.
It's like the serious dance. Google it.
Waltz?
Yeah, we say vals.
Oh, well, no one here does.
Gino, I think the head came with Rob's suit.
Mm-hmm.
And Gino saw it. He's like, can I borrow it, please?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what he's wearing. It's a little upgraded fedora. And then just a dark blue suit. Black button down. I mean, he looks good for Gino.
Okay.
So step up from the Hawaiian shirts.
Okay.
And we go to Devin and Nick. What a glow up for Devin.
What a glow up.
She looks great. She's wearing this like dark flowery dress.
Mm-hmm.
And Nick is just wearing a gray button down. Just
yeah. Classic Express men sale rack.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we go to the ones I was saying that looks like they're going to a prom. Well, she looks like she's going to a prom. And I'm talking about Ashley.
Mm.
She looked good. I like the green on her. But the sequin one-shoulder dress, she did look like she's about to head to her local high school.
The green is quite fitting. Green as in green card or green as in the color of money. So I think green was the right color choice for her.
And Manuel looks good. Like he's when
does
he's,
he?
Well, for
he looks
Manuel.
Like he's going to, that's what I wear to Chili's.
Well, I think he looks more casual than Ashley.
Yeah.
But I've seen him wearing worse clothes. So he's wearing maroon pants, white shirt, and white sneakers. It's
okay.
Not bad.
Okay.
It's not fancy.
Okay.
I think, again, they did not coordinate because mm-hmm. Ashley is, if I have to call it, Ashley is overdressed and Manuel is underdressed.
Okay.
But they still seem to be together. Then we go to Sam and Citra. Citra is wearing this yellowish dress, like a summer dress, looking nice.
Sundressy, yeah.
And Sam, I feel like he wears shirts like this all the time. Just like a button down with a pattern.
I was expecting an orange jumpsuit. So this is better than what I was expecting. Yeah, some Nike dunks and a button down that's two sizes too big, but beats the alternative.
Yeah, and then we get Sean Robinson, who's also channeling Barbie, but not as bold and bright as Nikki. Just this like pink high neck dress, something I would wear, but not in pink. Doesn't go with my skin tone, but it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, everyone looked great, but there was no one who we were like, oh my gosh, they look fabulous. Besides, obviously, Nikki brought it, but I expected her to be extra.
So you don't have a best dressed, worst dressed?
I don't.
Oh, I'll give
mean,
it.
I do. I'll give it to you.
Okay.
I think best dressed was Nikki
because
she like pulled it off. It looked great. And I think worst dressed, I have a few. I actually have a line. I think it was Clayton, Annalie, and Rob.
I would say Clayton, yeah.
Clayton, Annalie, and Rob. But it's like, guys, next time you better step up.
All right. There you go. Until next season, that is your outfits the segment.
Yes. And before we get on the set, people are getting in, chatting, getting to know each other because new peeps who this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ashley, obviously, classic Ashley, brought the sage.
Oh, yeah.
So she starts saging. She sages the place, sages Gino. When Nikki gets emotional about Justin, she sages Nikki. And we're ready to go.
All right. Let's talk about the set for a second because that was an upgrade. We're so used to this, I think, this royal blue set that I saw this thing. Straight 70s vibes, Mondrian, really nice refresh. A lot of credit to the set designers.
But they always try to do something new, and we'll see later on. Remember that was one tell over the live audience and it wasn't successful?
Don't remind me.
So now we're doing questions, life questions, mailing questions.
Don't remind me.
And I almost feel like only three people send a question in because some of those questions were terrible. It's like,
what? I don't know. Oh, I thought they went for it with those questions. Some were bad, but some were like, oh, here we go.
Well, so, yeah, but the last question that, not to skip ahead, but who would you want to have a baby with if not with your partner?
Let's go. Let's stir it up.
Why wouldn't you say who we want to have sex with?
Like, well, having a this baby, is a family show, Teresa.
Please. Having a baby with someone, like, I would say no one because you need to be emotionally attached to someone to even think about kids.
Yeah, it should have just been who would you
want to be. Who would you want to bang?
Who would you marry? This is a show about marriage. It's 90 Day Fiancé. It's like, who would you want to be married to besides?
That's also too much of a commitment. Just say sex.
All right, well, Sean got there eventually. So I wasn't opposed. Way better than the studio audience.
Yeah, or when they invite freaking Tim.
True. All right, so here we go. Let's go to the tarot cards because Ashley wants to read them for everyone. And I honestly don't think I can do a whole other season with her. This is so irritating to me. Well, I can't. It's BS. It's all the cards. Her reading is so obvious. There's nothing unique or special about anything she says.
Well, I think she watched the pastels and that's what the cards are showing.
It was like, we're all going to have an opinion and we're going to say that opinion. Some people are going to leave here unhappy. Oh, give me a break. Seriously.
But maybe that's what the cards say. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't believe it, but I also don't want to dismiss it. If that's how she lives her life and she's a believer, then you go for it.
All right. Some other things we learned. Clayton and Annalie moved to Tulsa, Oklahoma.
With mom.
Mom is there too.
I wonder if she lives in their closet again.
Well, that's the thing is we didn't get a clear answer on that. We just know she moved. I don't think she would move and get her own place. That doesn't make any sense.
No, I think she just tackled along. I hope if she lives with them, I hope she has a room.
Yeah, or maybe there's like an in-law apartment on the property, but I hope she's not back in the closet.
Because speaking of that, like before they got on the set, Manuel actually went after Clayton saying, why the heck did your mom live in a closet?
Yeah.
Who lets their parents live in a closet? And Clayton said, what's the one-bedroom apartment? Where is she supposed to live?
Right, right. So I think, here's the thing. I think they are teasing what the actual truth is. Unlike Sam and Citra, who do not understand the art of the tease. Do not understand the art of suspense.
No, Sam didn't because Citra came in and said, I'm excited to be here. We have some big announcements to make.
Yeah,
they get on set. You go around in the circle. How are you doing? How are you doing? And Sam is like the horn dog that I am. We expecting.
Yeah. Like, all right, that was the first 14 seconds of the episode. Now we have nothing to look forward to.
What a shitty announcement, first of all. Second of all, you like stole it from Citra. She only totally wanted to announce it in a cute way. He's like, I'm such a horn dog, you know? Like, I just we banged it out and me expecting.
I'm really surprised the editors kept that there because they could have teased in. Like, that's probably one of the biggest announcements we'll get all tell all.
Yeah, but plus I knew it. We all knew it.
It didn't have confirmation. But
No, but you could tell. Like she was having a little baby bump.
Maybe. I wouldn't have known. My untrained eye wouldn't know. But just the way it dribbled out of his mouth was so anticlimactic. And I was like, really?
Have you met him?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I would have edited it out. I would have, if I was the editor, I would have cut that. Maybe have moved it to another portion if needed to be.
It's a reality TV.
Is it, Teresa? Let's start with Rob and Sophie. They also moved. Not with mom, but they moved to Austin, Texas. And now I'm a little more excited to see them next season because let's watch them tear up 6th Street.
I am too, but at the same time, I don't know if they're still together. And so I don't know if the happily ever after question mark is going to be their fallout.
That's fine.
Or are they still making it? Because Rob says, yeah, like we moved because LA is so expensive. We needed a new apartment. It's like, no shit. California is expensive. But why didn't you move out earlier? Like he could have moved out of LA on his own, have Sophie come to Austin where he would have a place with a bathroom inside an A job that he says he has now, why didn't he do it before?
Well, you can't. It's pretty hard to just get a job in another state. I don't think that can just happen overnight. So
no, but he had 2 years. They were dating for 2 years before she moved here.
I don't think he thought the apartment was a problem, which is the bottom line. He thought, oh, this place is perfectly fine.
No, but you don't think she ever told him?
No, she had visited, stayed at that apartment in the
past.
And
hated it.
But she was willing to come back, so clearly didn't hate it that much.
She kept saying over and over that the day she wants to move, she doesn't want to live here. This is unsafe.
Oh, I know. But I don't think it was going to happen immediately. I think we learned he was working hard, I guess. They didn't show it this season, but apparently was juggling a few jobs. So I think maybe there was the hope, hey, you're working 2 or 3 jobs here. Maybe we can at least get out of this apartment in LA, go to another one with an indoor bathroom.
I guess, but why? Then I don't understand why she and her mom were saying, oh, yeah, he doesn't do anything. He doesn't work. Why would you make your husband to be look bad on TV if he's actually working? It doesn't make any sense.
I don't want to believe it, but maybe all for the story.
I don't think so. Maybe he did all the jobs here and there that he
Knob
was making
jobs.
Some money, but he wasn't bringing paycheck every 2 weeks.
Yeah. So then we turn to Rob's infidelity. And he says he was never looking for other girls. Girls would just reach out to him. He did respond, unfortunately. He made a mistake and said, send more. And Sophie was like, well, that's not all you said. You said, oh, you look so sexy. I'm hard. Send more. Igor understands this. I understand his position. He got videos from randos when Sophie wasn't near him. Girls, what do you think we can do? Masturbating is the best we can do.
Yeah, so Igor doesn't think it's cheating. It is.
What Rob did is cheating.
Yeah.
If there's no communication, then it's just porn. It's a fine line, but saying to a girl, I'm hard, send more, that I think qualifies as cheating.
It is cheating for sure. And then Igor says something about American women's buying a lot of cats, which where were you going with it?
I didn't understand. Was that what he was saying?
I think so, because he said something about there's so many the women over there have so many cats. What does it even mean?
I don't know, because all the guys are busy talking to other girls.
I don't know if he meant like a pussycat or like women are lonely, so they're buying cats. I don't know.
Yeah. So then we get Mother Claire in to...
Online, to on the video.
To share her feelings. She still can't stand Rob the Knob. It was the outhouse that was the real deal breaker for her. And there was no coming back from that.
Yes. And so they start kind of arguing, and Rob is keeping it under control for a little bit. And a lot of the cast members are taking Rob's side that Claire attacks him
reason. I'm taking Rob's side too at this point. He stepped up. You got to move on, Claire. He's gotten out of that apartment. He's moved to Austin, Texas. He's brought Sophie along with him. You got to move on at some point.
Well, yes, but she says that she keeps calling him a knob and a freaking knob. And she says the reason is not money or how he lived. It's how he treats and how he talks to Sophie. Which, if he does not talk to her with respect as he should have talked to a woman, then that's a problem. That's a way bigger problem of living in a place without a bathroom.
I agree. I don't recall ever seeing that much disrespect. They got into a fight maybe once or twice that I can remember.
He talks to her sometimes with disrespect. We've seen it.
Sure, maybe a little bit. Claire always talks to Rob with disrespect, which is when Rob was like, this is the pot calling the kettle black. It's like, Claire is this mean girl. She never grew out of this mean girl. She's still this mean girl. And she disrespects Rob every time she opens her mouth.
There was a part of me that did feel bad for Rob at times where he was saying that he was trying, which I get it. Like, yes, sometimes all you can do is to try, and that, yes, they moved to Austin. They have a better place with a bathroom. So, and Sophie said it. She's like, I'm dependent on him. I live here now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he is trying. I'll give him that. However, I'm curious to see how they are, because if he does talk to her with disrespect or they argue a lot, then that's not a healthy relationship to be in. And I think Sophie talks to mom because they seem to be very close. So mom's dislike of Rob is coming from somewhere, and it's coming from what Sophie tells her. Otherwise, how would she know?
I think where it's coming from, a big portion of where it's coming from, is that Claire's lonely. Claire doesn't have a husband. Claire doesn't, from what we know, have a guy of her own. She wants Sophie to be her BFF. She wants to hang out with Sophie all day. She moved to Mexico or whatever. Remember the beginning of the season? It was like, oh yeah, me and Sophie, super tight.
Well, that's another thing. Apparently they lived in Mexico for a year with Rob too.
Yeah.
You cannot just live in Mexico for a year.
Yeah. I don't know if it was like a year straight or what it was, but I think Claire is upset that Sophie has moved to America without her. She feels like, oh, how dare you leave me behind? That's where it's coming from.
I mean, yeah, I think at this point, because they are married, whether they have a good marriage or not, Claire should back off a little bit. But again, I think if Sophie was telling her like, hey, like Rob's been great, our marriage is great, everything's awesome, I don't think Claire would be coming in so hot and heavy.
Probably not as hot and
heavy. She's coming from a place of what Sophie tells her. Because I don't think she lives in the past. Listen, everyone...
Oh, she totally does.
She hasn't gone
past the bathroom. It's like they don't even live there anymore.
Correct. But again, if your kid is happy, then you're going to be happy for them and you're going to move on from whatever they went going through, right? I don't think Sophie is that happy because, again, Claire keeps saying, I am still not Team Rob. He doesn't treat her well, has nothing to do with money. And it's like, well, now I'm going to put it on Sophie because Sophie is unhappy, it seems like, and tells mom all this. And you cannot blame your parent to be there for your kid.
Well, we'll see. They're going to be on this next season. And I have a feeling Claire will be too.
She definitely will be. So
yeah.
We'll see.
And they took a quick break and they went to lunch and nobody was Team Claire. Everyone was like, keep your mom out of your relationship. Everyone was supporting Rob. Nobody was taking Claire's
side. Yeah, but Sophie says, yeah, I wish Rob made me feel more welcomed. I wish Rob made me feel better. Like, she's clearly not happy. Yeah. I think people are taking Rob's side because he kept it together during the tell-all. Claire was the one attacking him.
Right.
So they're taking his side because he's like, hey, like...
He's being the bigger person.
He's being the bigger person now. And I'll give him that, right? Claire did come a little hot and heavy. However, we hear Sophie saying she doesn't feel loved and happy. So yeah, that is something.
All right. Well, they took a break. I think this is a good place for us to take a break.
Let's do it.
When we come back, we'll talk about Ashley and Manuel.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We'll be back in a second. And we're back.
Hello, Jonathan.
Hello, Teresa.
Are you ready to talk about this witch and Manuel?
Let's do it. Yeah. Turns out the rain on the wedding day was a good luck charm. Shout out to Alanis Morissette.
I thought their wedding, I mean, it was hard to watch because that's not a Florida wedding you want. However, the storm, it's perfect.
Why?
The elements, your energy, your witch.
No.
Charging.
No, I mean, she thought it was all well and good, but not for me.
Not for me either. Again, I don't think that's what she hoped for because, again, you go down to Florida to have a beach wedding.
Beach wedding.
Not a stormy beach wedding. However, that's a big part of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
But that everything was good. They seem to be doing well.
They seem to be doing sex magic.
Yes. And she mentioned something about a penis candle that you can light up and cover with your partner's semen and burn it.
Yeah. I mean, when you light any candle, it does start to look like semen's running down it.
I never thought of a candle like that, to be honest.
You'll never look at another candle the same way. But I don't understand this. I don't. I'm with Justin. I was just like, that's a good way to light the way to the toilet. I'm like, I don't understand any other possible use for this.
Well, somebody asked, like, Manuel, is this what you guys do? And he's like, yeah, let's not talk about my private life.
Yeah, so he has to, like, finish on the candle?
I guess.
This is very troubling. This is very...
I wonder if he has to finish on a lit up candle.
Mm-hmm.
That is just a pure danger.
Yeah, that's an accident waiting to happen.
Imagine like a pubic hair getting on fire.
Oh my gosh. So. Nothing smells worse than burning hair too.
Ew.
There's nothing romantic about
Ew.
That. Anyways, you guys do you. And Sean's like, speaking of sex, let's talk about how you use sex to resolve your issues.
Yes, and Justin tried to chime in, and Nikki's like, don't ask him anything. He has no brain cells up there. Yeah. Like, she hates him.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not
hates
good.
Hates him.
It's not good between them. So we roll the tape of the bathroom banging.
Yeah, with the friend sitting outside the bathroom waiting for them, knowing what's going on.
I think Sean is finally asking the questions that we want to be asked. I know we've all given her a hard time about, like, come on, get in there. Let's get uncomfortable. And now we're getting some questions that I'm like, yeah. Wow, I can't believe you went there. She asked the room, who here's banged in a public bathroom?
It was Nikki and Rob, both with their exes.
Yeah, yeah. They didn't bang each other. Both of their exes, Jasmine kissed in a public bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ewed at first, but then I was like, yeah, you're in your 20s, you're at a club. I guess why would you go to the bathroom to make out, though?
Right.
You would just do it on, like, the dance floor.
Exactly.
Yeah, what are you doing, Jasmine?
What are you doing, Jasmine? We'll get to Jasmine in a minute.
So then Sean's like, what do you guys think about using sex to work out your issues?
To work out.
Hello. Sam is all for it. Jasmine says that's not the ideal way to resolve things.
I agree, because then you finish and you're still going to be mad.
Well, also then you're associating, like Pavlovian, you're just associating sex with arguments. Like,
true.
Sex should be, I feel like, associated with positive vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then we bring out Ashley's mom, Stacy, and sister, Sienna.
Yeah, I really like the name Sienna.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Nice name.
I always say sister, so I totally forgot her name was Sienna. I was like, oh, nice name.
Yeah. So Stacy still doesn't trust Manuel. She hates that Manuel didn't tell his kids that he left. And she's like, yeah, you could do that to my grandkids.
Yeah. And then she just says the truth. She's like, all you do is argue and have sex.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, even your
good thing
mom
she's
knows
not,
it.
Good thing she's not living in the closet.
Oh, yeah. I don't think she could.
Let's put up with all that?
Yeah. And yeah. I get it. The fact that he told his family he's going there for work.
Oh, I don't get it. I don't get it. Don't lie to your kids.
I don't get it either, but maybe it's coming from a place that they would be sad and... Maybe I think he loves Ashley.
They're not like, oh, where's dad? Where's dad? Like they don't see him. They still know he's gone. So why don't you just tell them where you're going?
Oh, I'm with you. I don't understand either. But now they know he ended up telling them later that he's in the U.S. But,
the whole thing is BS, because his reasoning was like, well, we just didn't know when I was going to come. We didn't have time. It's like, how long does it take to call when you're at the airport saying, hey, I'm going to America?
Yeah. Honestly, I really thought he was scamming her, but then the more I watched them and kept reminding myself that they've been together like 10 years before. Like, they've been together for a while. Like, she lived in Ecuador.
Yeah.
That's why I was like, this is not a rando that you picked up on a vacation. Like, your family knows her.
It could still be a scam. He wants money to send back to his family. That's all it seems like. He wants that and sex.
True, but I don't think he was scamming her. However, that's why I don't understand why he didn't tell his family.
I don't either. Maybe because it's not a real relationship to him. It's like, why would I tell my family?
I think it is. I just think he's weird.
Oh, he's definitely weird. Definitely weird.
Yeah.
So then Mother Stacy kind of put some of the blame on Ashley for the whole money and budget thing.
Well, because she says, well, they didn't ask the hard questions before they got married.
Yeah.
They did talk about it, but they never really sit down and had a full conversation, it seems like. I remember when she took him to one of the lakes and he mm-hmm. played in the water. Mm-hmm. He became happy and then she promised him to send some money to his family. And that, listen, if he wants to send them $150 a month, I get it. However, I would be hoping that once he starts working, it's going to be coming out of his paycheck while he still contributes majority to his family in the U.S.
Like, yeah.
I get it. He has kids back home and it's tough. Maybe he comes from poverty and he wants to help out. I get it. I don't want to dismiss that. However, I think the way he's been approaching it, it seems like that's all he wants.
It seems sketchy. Also, where's the mother of these kids?
I don't know.
Are they getting money from mom or is Manuel responsible for this? Maybe that's the culture. I don't know. But either way, I'm with you. Hopefully he can get a job soon and start sending some of his own money. But on the flip side, you marry this guy, his kids are now your kids. So it's all family. So you should share some of your money too, Ashley, I guess.
Well, but she's the only one who's working.
Right.
So it gets tough because now she needs to feed two people and a full family in Ecuador. So sometimes she comes to her mom for help. And that's where it gets a little tricky. I feel like leave your family out of this, like your parents, because maybe Manuel should pause on sending money back home until he finds a job. I'm sure they can survive somehow.
I don't know, because Mother Stacy was super anti-Manuel, and then Jasmine was just like, hey, as someone from Latin America, I can understand where he's coming from. And then Stacey was just like, wow, now I have empathy.
But so, he said it before. He's always said whenever she bought coffees and she said, well, it's a waste of money. Like, you can buy food for a week. Like, I get it. But my thing is that does anyone works in his family or was it just him bringing money in and now he isn't, so the family doesn't have any income? Because if that's the case, then I get it. I get that they need to help them out. But again, he needs to find a job soon once he can.
Yeah, yeah. So then we get the news segment. Questions from the viewers. And
well, before we do, mom and sister leave, but mom and Manuel start holding hands. Yeah. They keep hugging. Manuel's like, wouldn't you? Who doesn't love this speech?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, things are great.
Because Jasmine's like the mom whisperer. As soon as Jasmine spoke, mom was like, oh, my God. Wow. Now I understand.
Well, Jasmine needs to shut up. She spent $10,000 on butt implants. Like, come on.
Yeah. All right. We'll get to that. All right. So questions from the viewers. Sophie. When you're in a relationship, how do you turn off that bisexual side of your brain? And it's kind of a dumb question, but I guess we all think of it for the first second when she says that. It's like, what? But if you're attracted to men and you're in a relationship with a man, you see other men you're attracted to, but you don't do anything about it. You stay with your partner. So that was basically what she said. It's like, if you love someone, you're not looking for anyone else.
Yeah, that's the reality of things.
Yeah. So then we get another question from...
This one was good.
Sophie and David from England. They ask Clayton and Annalie, Clayton, have you ever eaten guinea pig?
While visiting Annalie in Peru. Nope, he didn't.
He's seen it on the menu.
Yes.
He passed.
And then Rob adds to it saying, is Annalie looking at your guinea pig like their food?
Ashley's eating guinea pig in Ecuador.
Yeah,
even
I
though
would
she
not.
Had one. She had one growing.
Yeah, I wouldn't eat a guinea pig because I had Peppa and Peppa too.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't either. Plus, they're so small. Like, how much meat can be on them? Right? Give me a chicken.
All right. Then Millie from Nebraska calls in. Everyone. Who would you have a kid with in the entire 90-day universe besides your current partner? Who would you have a kid with?
And now we have the winner of the dumbest question in the world because That's literally the dumbest question.
I like it.
I hated it.
Let's make some people uncomfortable here.
Yeah, but like, having a kid with is just so like, what is she? Like, ugh, I don't know.
I think she was trying to make it.
Sex. Literally. We see people banging in the bathroom. Like, I honestly, if someone asked me like, who else would you want to have a kid with? I would be like, literally nobody.
Yeah.
Because it's such a like, you would need to think, oh, who do I like on a deeper level?
All right, I'm
it's
not
like,
taking the question that literally, Teresa. I think what she was saying, like, to have a kid means you have to have sex. I think she was trying to phrase the question in
just
a more.
Just say sex. Just be real.
Phrase the question in a more palatable way. So,
yeah.
Nikki wants to have a child with Jasmine. Jasmine agrees. And I don't think we knew Jasmine was bisexual, but she's had girlfriends in the past.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, Jasmine is like, I would bang Nikki hard. And Rob goes, I'll watch. Then Sean asks Sophie, and Sophie's like, Rob, you answer first. And then Rob goes, Gino, his hat matches my outfit. And that's when I was like, this is a dumb question because we're not being serious with ourselves. And this is why I love Sean on this episode. She's like, okay, this is not what we're trying to get at. Who would you have a brief hookup with? Like, she just wants to, get some
sexual.
That's
a good question. Like,
all right.
Who would you hook up with? Sure. I can see that question being a little juicy, but like, having a kid with.
All right. You're looking too hard into it.
Grow up.
So Sam with the political answer and a very smart answer. He's like, I'd be fine with any of the ladies in this room.
Nice.
Good answer. Sophie says, Yara is my girl crush.
Mm-hmm.
And then Justin says, Jasmine. But only to prove how is the Russian guys.
Yeah, whatever that means, Justin.
Whatever that means. Okay, and then Gino and Jasmine.
Yeah, so we see a clip of Gino taking off the hat for the wedding photos. And I'm going to say one thing. If he took off this stupid hat on, spent some time in the sun to get some tan on it and shave those leftover hair in the back of his head,
mm-hmm.
he would look much better than with all these stupid fedoras.
Okay. All right. So Gino does say it was hard for him to do, but he did it for Jasmine.
Yeah. And then we ask about $4,000 for the wedding dress turned into butt implants. And Jasmine says, ass is forever.
Hmm. That's a good point.
It's a good point because she says, my wedding dress is in the basement. My ass is right here with me.
That's a good point.
And I'm like, you're onto something, girlfriend. You're onto something.
Sam was like, I would have killed her. I was like, dude, you're a convict? Don't say that. Like,
don't say that.
You're probably on parole. Don't speak like that.
And then we learned that we knew it, but Sam learns that she spent $10,000 on these implants, which his head starts to spin.
Yeah. And apparently,
it's not big enough.
Yeah, the butt's not big enough. And Gino wants it bigger, too.
Well, get ready to spend some more money on it.
Yeah. And Nikki and Jasmine are butt buddies. Apparently, they got implants at the same time.
Yeah. Or as AD from Love is Blind says, it's Jesus and squats. So maybe try that.
There you go. So Sean brings up how Jasmine got money from her ex. And
Dane.
Dane. And Sam's like, well, why would a guy give you money if he's not going to get something out of it? And Jasmine says, well, he's not into me. He has someone in his life. And Rob makes a good point. Mm-hmm. Rob's like, you say Dane's in the past and Gino has nothing to worry about, but you always bring up Dane and throw it in Gino's face.
Yeah. And I think this fellow was the first time I didn't fully dislike Rob.
No.
I disliked him the entire season, but I don't know if he took like a Valium, but he was very chilled and...
Yeah, made some good points.
And
Jasmine's response is just, that's because I'm a bitch.
That's not a good answer because she's like, yeah, I need the anger management. I'm definitely angry. It's like, you're saying all these things, but you're fully aware of it, yet you keep saying it. Like, you would... If you told me once something that she said to Gino, we would not be together.
Yeah.
If you told me once that you wished that before you married me or something that you had sex with your ex, like I would be like, well, this is it for us.
Of course.
I would be so done with you.
And I completely believe Gino when he says those things that you say affect my desire to be intimate with you.
Of course. Who would just imagine, like, someone you love is gonna tell you, like, oh, their ex is much better than you. My ex is this, my ex is that. It's like, and then you're supposed to have sex with them?
Yeah. No, thank you. And then we get back to the lip gloss. And I'm so over this lip gloss gate thing because when the episode aired, someone posted online a photo of a scene from earlier in the episode where the lip gloss was like on the bathroom counter. And I'm like,
I mean,
this is a Jasmine's lip gloss. Let's stop trying to make this something it's not.
I guess. But okay. The lip gloss gate. So Sean asks people, who thinks it's possible it was there from before? Because Gina says, I got the track six and a half years before I met Jasmine, right?
Mm-hmm.
So everyone thinks it's possible it got stuck there. I'm going to call it bullshit because you're telling me you haven't cleaned your car in fucking six and a half years.
People don't clean under their seats.
What are you talking about? I vacuum my car at least once a month everywhere.
Let me rephrase that. Gino doesn't clean under his seats.
But we don't go to a car wash? You never had your car detailed?
Have you seen his apartment?
I guess.
He's got Hungry Man boxes from 92 in there.
I guess.
I don't believe this story because we saw the lip gloss in the bathroom moments before the freak out. But I'm sure Gino has a fry from 86 under his seat.
Ew.
Okay. The lip glosses could very possibly be there.
I cannot take dirty cars. I just can't. It's like apartments. I can't.
Yeah. And Sophie's like, well, it happened with me and Rob. He brought me a lip gloss saying it was mine, but it wasn't mine. And Ashley doesn't believe it was another woman's lip gloss. Like, everyone's over the lip gloss thing. Nobody cares.
Yeah, but the lip gloss was nothing compared to what's coming.
Oh, boy. The bachelor party.
The bachelor party, because never seen before scenes from Gino's bachelor party. And so before they play, they talk about it. And Jasmine's like, I didn't know about Gino's bachelor party. And Gino says, well, but you had a stripper at your party. And Jasmine's like yelling. She's like, it was the divorce party. And Clayton is like, well, maybe you should have used the $2,000 you got from Dane on anger management classes.
Shut up. Shut the fuck up.
I was like, oh my gosh, this is going to get...
She's starting to simmer. Yeah. And then we roll the footage. And it's like, this place was like Cirque du Soleil. I mean, these dancers were very talented.
Yeah, you say that. I mean, I guess Dana was there saying, bro, do you still really want to get married? Look at all this.
Gino was paying for a couple strippers' butt implants right there.
Definitely.
Making it rain. And then who hugs a stripper?
Hugs, that's like touches their boobs.
No, that's fine. Touch the boobs.
You're not supposed to touch.
You can touch if they say touch. But who hugs?
I would be, if you went to a strip club and you touched a boob.
Yeah. Would you rather
we might not be together.
Would you rather me palm a breast or hug a stripper?
Neither.
I can't choose.
I
don't know anyone who's ever hugged a stripper at a strip club before.
I think I can understand if you put money behind their panties. I guess sure. That's the thing. If I learn that you touched a boob, then we're going to get a divorce.
Okay. Well, then they pulled him on stage and he was like strangled by his own belt. And you can see Jasmine in the picture in picture box, just getting more angry, starts crying. And she's like, take it off, Sean. Please take it off. That's what Gino was saying too at the strip club. But Igor's like, Gino, when you get back home, did you give the sex to your wife?
Bro.
No.
Igor.
No, she was not in the country, which is what makes it more hard for her to palate.
That literally, he just told us how he had sex with Nikki. He probably watched porn in the bathroom. Because he's like, yeah, that's how you get it on.
True. And then for some reason, we bring in stripper Daisy.
Poor Daisy, for a hot minute, tells us that Gino was not really enjoying the club.
Very
he was there with his family. Very uninterested.
He just wanted to be with his family.
Daisy, we just watched the clip.
Oh.
Girl, that just came like a 1 minute too late.
Yeah. So Jasmine's like, I don't want to hear this. She starts screaming. She says she would never have married Gino if she saw this before. And then she's like, you were hugging them. You were hugging them, Gino, which is absurd.
Which is true.
I know it's true. Who hugs?
No, you should not touch the strippers.
Definitely shouldn't hug.
Like, give them money. I get it. Like, yeah, should put it behind their panties. I've done it too, but don't hug them or like put your mouth on the boobs.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's kind of weird.
There's like signs at zoos that's like, don't feed the animals. There's signs at strip clubs that say, don't hug the strippers.
Unless they were okay with that. I don't know.
I guess.
I mean, he was on the stage, on the chair, on the floor without the bell. Like, this was wild.
He was living his best life.
And then we learned something, and I think it was in the previews, that his ex worked at the strip club.
Oh, yeah. Who's surprised?
So
that's why he hugs them. He feels such
a bond.
Maybe
that's why she's so pissed about it.
True. Oh, of course. That adds insult to injury for sure.
Yeah. Now I understand Dana's comment, because he's like, dude, like, you've done in the past. Uh-huh. Look what you can have.
Yeah. Yeah. So Jasmine had enough. She stood up and walked off, and Nikki ran after
her. Yeah.
Woo.
Butt sisters.
Butt buddies. Yeah. It was a pretty wild episode.
It was. And it's going to get wilder.
Yes.
I'm excited. Guys, what a great first part of the tell-all.
I agree. Just one more part. There's no three-part tell-all this time.
Well, sometimes the three-part one is an overkill.
That's a little overkill.
But they might do it for the happily ever after. People are staying in New York and people know each other. I didn't hate it.
Okay. All right.
If there is going to be some drama.
Always. All right, that is the episode. Thank you guys for listening. If you guys want to hear our thoughts on the single life, you can do that. We're talking about it over on Patreon and Supercast, patreon.com/marriedthroughreality, marriedthroughreality.supercast.com. Also, make sure you're following us on Instagram. Stay up to date with everything. You can call in over there, message us on Instagram at marriedthroughrealitypod. Also, make sure you're following the podcast wherever you're listening. It's so easy to do. Look down, smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hot. It's the next tell-all, because we saw the previews.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be juicy.
And last but not least, if you haven't left a review, please do. You guys know we're suckers for a little love. So if you leave a 5-star review and you write something, we'll read it on this podcast right here.
Yes.
All right. That is it. Thank you guys for listening. I've said it all.
You
sure have. Probably too much. It means we'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.